With the Detroit Tigers firmly in last place, sports fans in Michigan might understandably be primed for an entertainment alternative. As if on cue, college football is back. Tonight in East Lansing, Michigan State will open the season against Tulsa. Tomorrow night in Ann Arbor, Michigan welcomes Middle Tennessee State to the Big House. Joining me now for a preview is Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doug.
Let's start with Michigan, John. The Wolverines had a 10-win season last year, but it ended on a double-down note, a blowout loss to Ohio State, followed by another blowout loss to Florida in the Peach Bowl. What are the big changes for Michigan heading into this season?
Big changes are the offensive coordinator, Josh Gattis, from Alabama, who is going to go to an up-tempo offense, which is a big change from what Michigan has been doing the last few years under Harbaugh, a huddle and lineup situation, so that will be the big change there. Otherwise, of course, some replacements on defense, but I would never bet against Don Brown, the defensive coordinator.
And, John, this year maybe fewer questions about quarterback with Shea Patterson returning. Is that right?
That is correct. It's Shea Patterson's job to lose. He's a transfer from Mississippi. Had a very good year last year and expected to have an even better year this year with the up-tempo offense. But Mr. McCaffrey, the backup quarterback, is close on his heels, so Michigan is quite deep at that position this year.
John, in the Associated Press preseason poll, which of course sometimes can be taken with a grain of salt, Michigan is ranked 7th, but Coach Jim Harbaugh has a tough to-do list heading into his 5th season at Michigan. His team still haven't beaten Ohio State, still haven't won a Big Ten title, and have lost 3 straight bowl games. You spent a lot of time around the team. How much pressure is there heading into this season?
Immense, as always. I can tell you this, I haven't been inside Schembechler Hall for a lot of last season. The pressure these guys feel on themselves is greater than whatever the world can put on them, including Jim Harbaugh himself. At one point, Sarah Harbaugh told me, Jim's wife, that day when the plumber's over to work on their pool, he said on the way out the door, oh, yeah, and tell your husband to beat Ohio State, as if it had not occurred to them prior. So when even your plumber's telling you that, you got pressure, but they're used to it. So the external pressure is very high, but I don't think that matters too much to these guys.
John, in the AP preseason poll, Michigan State checks in at number 18 this year. The Spartans also staggered at the end of last season and finished with a record of 7-6. The Spartans lost 3 of their last 4 games, including a loss to Oregon in the Red Box Bowl. What are their priorities this fall?
Offense, I would say. They finished almost dead last in virtually every offensive category, by far the worst offensive season in D'Antonio's 12-year career, including scoring, rushing, total offense. They ranked, 125th, 114th, and 116th. Those are not the numbers that will get you very far. So that will almost certainly be fixed this year. And Mark D'Antonio has promoted assistant coach Brad Salem to offensive coordinator. So like Michigan, at Michigan State, there's a new guy calling the plays.
John, it wouldn't be a season preview if I didn't ask you for some predictions. First, will Michigan State open with a win over the Tulsa Golden Hurricane tonight? And will the Spartans be bowl-bound this season?
2 easy yeses. Yes and yes. No question.
Okay, John. And will the Maize and Blue beat the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee State this weekend?
If they don't, Armageddon will result.
And in the long-range prediction for Michigan, will the Wolverines end up better, worse, or just about the same as their preseason ranking of number 7?
Well, I'd say this year they're about as poised to succeed as they ever have been in the Harbaugh era, really since 2006 for any era, going through 4 coaches there. So this year in August, they are looking very, very good and favored to win the Big Ten right now. But as Bo Schembechler once told me, damn it, Bacon, don't forget, the damn ball is pointy. A lot of crazy things happen during the season.
John U. Bacon's new book is Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football. And John will be giving a talk about the book on the evening of Tuesday, September 3rd at Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor. John, thanks a lot.
Doug, thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.